بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Some days back I explained the essence of the tasawwuf. To get the aqwal of all akhlaq, aqwal of all akhlaq, zahiran and batiran, in conformity with the sunnah. To get the aqwal of all akhlaq, zahiran and batinan, in conformity with the sunnah. Sometimes people mistake tasawwuf. Someone thinks, no, it's about some experience. Sometimes the experience may be a dream. Sometimes the experience may be something that he sees, light or something. Sometimes the experience may be something that is supernatural, like a karamat. And then, because he didn't understand what the soul is all about, he counts this as the maqsood, as the goal. Whereas it's not at all the goal. Sometimes it happens that a few days you get some conscious and awareness of Allah Ta'ala. So you think, now I have got that ihsan. So until you don't get this right, aqwal, af'al, akhlaq, zahiran and batinan, in conformity with the sunnah, and not just a passing phase, but a continuous feature. It's a continuous feature. Until then you can't say that you've got ihsan. When the ihsan comes, when this is done and this is achieved, that you've got it continuous. So the effort here is made and is directed to the heart. Any given time, that you are checking the heart all the time. Is the heart on or off? Sometimes you are able to do the work. Right? So you're doing the work. And sometimes there are some obstructions that prevent you from doing the work. But your mind is in it that I would have done this work had I been able to do it. I would have done it. You saw someone poor, for example, and he's got his rent to pay, or he's got his lights to pay, or water bills to pay, or some medical, or, you know, it is a deserving case and I need to help the person. But you don't have the resources. إِمَّا تُعْرِذَنَّ عَنْهُمُ ابْتِغَاءَ رَحْمَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكَ تَرْجُوهَا. You want to do it, but you don't have the resources to help the person. So how are you going to respond to that situation? This helping out and being kind is just one example. There could be many other examples as well. Right? But how do you program and shape your mind? We've got our Malaysian brothers, right? Malaysian, Indonesian, and Thailand, right? So naturally the beard doesn't grow for them. And sometimes after years, a few strands, we just appear. So do they feel happy now that we don't have a greed? And if they do feel happy, then are they conforming to the sunnah? Alright? They're not stressing about it that they don't have beards, but the intention is there. Now this comes out so nicely in the Quran Sharif. لَيْسَ عَلَى الدُّعَفَاءِ وَلَا عَلَى الْمَرْضَىٰ. And at the end of this ayat, وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ إِذَا مَا أَطَوْكَ لِتَحْمِلَهُمْ قُلْتَ لَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ تَوَلَّوْا وَأَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْ. So, the Quran Sharif is making an exception. It's a time that all was a general call, everybody must respond. In Urdu or Arabic, we call it Nafira Am. Nafira Am means it's a public call, everybody must respond. But now, there are those that are physically fit, financially, they've got the means, they can join in. There's that group that are making excuses not to participate. يَعْتَذِرُونَ إِلَيْكُمْ. They escaping. So, يَعْتَذِرُونَ إِلَيْكُمْ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ. So they make excuses that they may be excused. يَحْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ لِتَرْضُوا عَنْهُمْ. And they'll take oaths so that you may be happy with them. But that's not on. فَإِنْ تَرْضُوا عَنْهُمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرْضَىٰ. So, Allah Pak shows that it's possible that the Sahaba Kiram or Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have just accepted the excuse because of the presentation. You presented the excuse. So Allah says, "Inna Allah la yirda." Allah is not pleased. Obviously, the Sahaba Kiram or Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or any other creation, they can only see to a certain point what meets the eye. Beyond that they can't see. Unless Allah Ta'ala opens up something for the person, he can't see. So Allah Ta'ala is warning these people there. Even if it were that you took false oaths and Rasulullah was satisfied, he accepted, then to remember, this doesn't work. It doesn't count. So this is one group. It's just trying to please the elder, but the hearts are in a disarray. The hearts are in a total disarray, chaos, right? Chaotic. Now you're getting a third group. The third group is that group. Allah عَلَى الَّذِينَ إِذَا مَا أَتَوْكَ لِتَحْمِلَهُمْ قُلْتَ لَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلِيْهِ. They come and want to participate, but it's an arduous, long journey in midsummer. Temperatures are going up to 55, 60. And they are asked to go at that time. Temperatures are 55, 60. Because that khajur season now, khajur needs that temperature for that thing to ripe. When it's 55, 60, then you get the crop, you see. So midsummer, and they are required to leave. Announcement is made, these people are there. But now they don't have the transport. It's a journey about 1,000 kilometers, right? Medina to Tabuk. They don't have the means, but they're pining, they're desperate to leave. لِتَحْمِلُمْ. They come here, and you could offer them some transport, and you tell them, لَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ. I don't have the transport to make available to you. I wish to assist you, but I don't have it. But you see where the heart is. The heart is in the whole world. That's why Rasulullah gave such a comfort for them. There are some people that we left behind in Medina Munawwara, right? Yeah, in Medina Munawwara. But throughout the journey, wherever we were, they are with us. They couldn't come because of valid excuses, valid reasons. Hearts are with us, their minds are with us, their spirit is with us, their love is with us. And the drive is so much that they're actually crying. The feed of Miradam, their eyes are rolling with tears that you can't join them. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba Kiram are all in, and we can't be there. So, you see this group of people, so where the heart is. So because of the heart being in the right place, the Nabi is already giving them a basharat that they are with us. Though they are in Medina Munawwara, but in this expedition throughout they are with us. So, them being on with the companionship of Rasulullah person was not because of a physical companionship, but because of a mental companionship. Minds were there, the hearts were there, the love was there. So what Allah Pak checks is your heart new heart. Heart is there. You will feel hurt, alright, I couldn't go. Everybody went. And I couldn't go, right? Nabi Sassan went and I couldn't go. Sahaba Ikram tried, I couldn't. Heart is there, the mind is there, the spirit is there, the soul is there, the love is there. So the wisdom is counting them, alright, you are also with us. Someone spoke out against Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. Right. He spoke about, he wanted to run down Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu, right? So he's speaking to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. What his intention is to run the person down. So see, all these things is about the heart. So when you want to run someone down, what you want? You want that person to also hate him like you hate him. That's what you want, isn't it? I want to run someone down, so I want you to disgust him, to hate him, as I hate him also. Right? And if I'm speaking good of a person, then I want you to love him as I love him. So you see this hatred and this love emanating in the heart. So the heart will be spot on. Maybe you couldn't do something. اتَّقِ النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمَرَةٍ. Save yourself from Jahannam, even a small piece of deed. So what you could afford, you did that much. It doesn't mean now, when you got billions, but just even small date, no, that doesn't mean. Once the madrasa was new, you know, they said anything that comes, even if it's 5 cents, yeah, even if it's 5 cents, then Allah appreciates it. One lady, she has about 1,000 hectares farm, right? Big properties, wealth, and all that. She drove into the car. 5 cents for you, man. But you see that how they misconstrued. Alright, at that time 5 cents had some worth at least. I don't say it didn't have any worth, but obviously the literal meaning is not intended. What is intended is the goodness of your heart. And do what you can manage, even if it is 5 cents. You know, someone then misconstrues the whole thing, he takes the literal thing. So that's where you get people confusing, complicating. And that's why the association is so, so important. So you see things, you understand it in perspective, the colors begin to rub, the colors of your elders, and they rub onto you. Everything works out. Everything comes in place. And you don't have this thing here, then you confuse things, you complicate things. One person was employed, right, as an attendant. So the attendant is following the boss they're going travelling over there. So the boss says, "Hey, you know, I lost my silken shawl, very expensive, 20,000 yen, and lost it." So the attendant says very calmly, composed, "Yeah, you know that you stepped at the garage and forgot it there." So did you see it? "Yeah." "So then why didn't you pick it up and present it to me?" He said, "See, I got a list of duties. List of duties says I must cook the food, fetch the water, and I must start the car. So this doesn't fall within the ambit of my duty, so I didn't do it." Boss got angry, so right. Let me add now. But anything falls, you must pick it up. To add it to the list. But now, see, some people don't have ghar ki akal, you know, common sense they don't have. That's why I say, as a rule, need is that you sit in a company. Slowly, your mind opens up, your understanding improves, everything works out. Now they're carrying on the journey. As they're carrying on, so they stop at another garage, and as they stop at the next garage, you've got a big portly, or a big parcel now. "What is this?" So you open it up, so it is all the dung of the animal. "Why?" "So now you wrote this, so whatever falls, will be picked up." So you don't have common sense now. How are you going to work with the person? The boss said, "See, let's pack it up, go home now, take your money and go." So you see this understanding, the importance, right? And then the Sahabi Kiram also showed there's a need for that. When the verse was revealed, was about 30 years ago, I wasn't feeling too well, so I was at home. "I'll come on to namaz and the other namaz will be at home." So the Arab Jamaat from Makkah was here. They came to visit. So in the course of the conversation, they say, "He's telling me, but the hadith is there, then what's the need to follow an imam and all that?" Now it's an Arab Jamaat. I can picture already now what is the frame of mind. So now he's got language on his side, and he says that the hadith is available. So now, what's the need to follow an imam? So let him see the verse of the Quran Sharif was revealed. "Wakulu wa shrabu hatta yatabayyana lakum al-khayt al-abyad min al-khayt al-aswad." Right? Go on eating and drinking. At the, you know, when you're approaching Seri, you go on eating until the white thread, khayt will translate as thread, right? The white thread is distinct from the black. So, I'm explaining it Arab now. That now, Adi ibn Hatim is a leader of a community, right? Leader. So he says, "What I did, I kept two threads under my pillow, I'm waiting where the white becomes clear from the black." So Rabbi Sam said to him, that "Idhan wisadatuka la'arid." Then that means your pillow will be very, very, very wide. Because this refers to the horizon. That means the whole horizon is under your pillow. Because you're waiting for the white to become distinct from the black. Then that additional word was revealed, "Kulu washrabu hatta yatabayyana lakum al-khayt al-abyadi min al-khayt al-aswadi min al-fajr." This white and black thread we are talking about is about the early morning, when that first streak of light appears. Right? That first streak of light appears. Sometimes I like to witness this. Now what happens? wherever you're living, there's a lot of pollution, right? And you're not, most places it's pollution, or you're not living on high land, clear skies. But those that witness this, it's such a beautiful sight to see that Subho Sadik, you know, that white streak becoming distinct from the black streak. Such a beautiful sight to see that, you know, how it, a lot of magnificent, a lot of possibilities. Instead of going to the mall and all that and exciting yourselves, show your children the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Mustn't you let them relate to the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. They must see the Qudrat of Allah, let them relate. So I tell my friends, instead of taking them to shops and all these things, take them to one farm with a friend and show the children how that cow is milked, right? Show them, seeing it, right? مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ. Look at the Qudrat now. You're seeing, show the children now. These animals are pasturing, right? On grass and drinking water, right? They're pasturing. Show them, right? Show them the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Right. Then you see, alright, Qurbani time, you cut an animal, what you saw inside? You saw blood, you saw the entrails, you saw the mess inside, right? So what you see inside the stomach? Entrails, mess, and blood. Right? So this filthy excretions, this blood. And that animal had to eat that grass, right? And in a few moments, you see between the filthy excretions and the dirty blood, and a pure white liquid, palatable, enjoyable, khalisan sa'iqal lisharibin. Who made it happen? So you explain it to them. See, this blood has come without the filthy color of the blood, and without the filthy smell of the excretions, pure, right? And then the blood is that same milk that's coming out. See the passages that it's passing, it's coming out to you. That it, in at least one third of your food, this is the ingredient. Right? One third of the food, that this is the ingredient: milk, tea, coffee, ice cream, cakes, pastries. Nowadays even bread, right? So many things. This is an important ingredient in the making of that food of yours. So do you make them understand and see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? Relate to them, show them the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. They must understand. أَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ مِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ. As you show them the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, then the iman grows. As the iman grows, then they strengthen the action. They see Allah Pak is a doer. Allah Pak made up. They see this thing. They have taken them to Paris, London. Ya rakha hai bhai. Khuda ki Qudrat ki nishani dikhao. Show them, let them relate. Talk about it. Let them see it with their eyes. So I see this now. أَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا. So Allah Ta'ala instructs. When you say أَوْحَى, أَوْحَى sometimes it means instruct. Sometimes it means inspire. Sometimes it means wahi, a revelation. So this أَوْحَى can have three meanings, right? أَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. So Allah Ta'ala is commanding that honeybee. Show the children. I tell you, it's better if they learn the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala and it's gone deep into the heart. It's better than leaving million rands as an inheritance for them. That yaqeen is gone deep into the hearts. Their minds are settled with Allah Ta'ala. Allah makes it happen. We've got a problem. Turn to Allah Ta'ala. Look at these Qudrats. Dynamic, powerful, majestic, pure. How great it is, right? So now, see, Shodra, see the honeybee. See the fly? Hardly any difference. Is there any difference? That thing got a buzzing sound. This thing also got a buzzing sound, right? Sounds about the same. The appearance also seems to be the same. Buzz here, buzz there. And the appearance seems to be the same, right? Right. Now look at the functions, how this thing functions and how this thing functions. Please, I'm begging you, please show people, show children especially, the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. We are bypassing this thing here and we're allowing others to mold the children's mind, impressionable minds. As a result, their minds are getting all confused, corrupt. They're doing it, you can see it. Schools are doing it. However, they're corrupting the mind. But to straighten the mind, let them relate to Allah Ta'ala, understand the Qudrat and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Are we taking out the time to show them, teach them? So Allah Pak is a small little creature, small as a fly, is instructing this thing here. أَنِتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ وَمِنْ مَا يَعْرِشُونَ Mountain tops, tree tops, buildings, human habitations. مِنْ مَا يَعْرِشُونَ Arasha means buildings, right? Human habitations, and take up homes, about hives, right? ثُمَّ كُلِي Now, so many lessons in this whole verse, this whole ayat, there's so many lessons. So, Allah is showing you, right, that this whole hive has got a leader. That leader is called the queen, in English, right? The queen, right? The queen now, it administers all the affairs of the hive, right? And it's got about seven departments to administer. So it will send one group, one jamaat, it said. That jamaat must go for what? It must go and collect the building material. See, this one jamaat only dedicated to build, to bring the building material. So it goes and fetches the building material. So this building material, right, first thing that they get is that wax, right? This wax, this thing they will get, you may have seen a sugar cane, right? And the sugar cane is what a bit of a white substance around it. So that is that waxy substance that they will go and collect. That will go. So one jamaat only will go to fetch that. Now, think to yourself again, where did this creature, where and how did this creature learn this thing here? Alright. They go to school only, the school will divert, will corrupt their minds. It's an instinct. Now that whole Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala has been killed. So them you have to answer in a different way, but the child you have to answer in a different way. Then you'll ask them, alright, who created the instinct in that animal? In the small creature, that instinct, who was it created by? It had to come from somewhere, so who created it? This tiny thing like this here, and it's working so meticulously, it can't be doing it of its own. Some ingenuity is behind this thing here. It's guiding this thing right through the way. See? So now the child is Qudrat, is understanding Allah Pak, is seeing Allah Pak's work. How beautiful the work is, how articulate, how comprehensive, how perfect. So one jamaat just to go and fetch the wax. Another jamaat, you build all the cells. أَنِتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ وَالشَّجَرِ وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ Build the cells. And then, how articulate? You see, this thing, you take it out and display it, show it to the children. And I said, nowadays even show it to the adults, show the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Now see, each cell got six angles, right? Six. Show me one, got four. Show me one, got three. Show me one. This one cell has got less than six. Now who inspired this animal here to build this
and so articulately, so perfectly, meticulous. Who inspired? You'll have to say Allah Pak, you'll have to say it. Whether you like it or not, but you'll have to say it, it's Allah Pak that taught this thing, or this is how you go about doing it. An-ittakhidhi min al-jibari buyuto. So two jamaats already, one jamaat, second jamaat. We also learn that in life there is a thing like a distribution of work. And when there's a thing like distribution of work, we must learn to appreciate each other. Every person can't do all work. Whether it is dunya work, whether it is dini work. Dunya work, there must be a distribution of work. Woman will handle one department, and men will handle another department. Now, the whole dunya runs well. Woman will stick to the house. Men, and everything that relates to outside the house, you do that much. So when that is running well, then the administration of the world is going smooth. But say everybody won't do everything. Woman must also earn, and men must earn. Woman must also do the kitchen, and men must do the kitchen. Woman do the napkin, and men do the napkin also. Sometimes something sounds amusing, you know. There was a chartered accountant. He's lecturing in this world somewhere, right? About 25, 30 years he's lecturing. So one day he came here. He said, what is this business here? My wife also must start now. She must learn, I'm already earning about 45,000. She must also learn and, you know. So then, when she earns like you earn, you'll both are equal. We'll have at least about 90,000 every month for both of us. What an enjoyable life. So I can see now he's spirited, very angry spirited. Because normally that his wife listens to me, you see. So I give her a different direction. He's angry about the whole thing. So I heard the whole story now after. Calm and relaxing. He said, you know what? So if both of you all are earning, right, 45, 45, both same, right? So that means you all are on an equal platform. If you are equal, then you must do the cooking one day, then she must do the cooking one day, right? So that was, his face was a little bit down, not so bad. Tomorrow, she's working. She says, darling, you know what? I got 10 guests. You must arrange the food. Hey, now you went bad. Because we're equal. I'm also contributing. You also contributing. Then went to the next line. You see, look. Bring them slowly online. Can't just bring them straight. So the third line, I said, see, then one day she would take care of the napkins and the washing of the child, backside everything. And the next day, you must do more about enough now. But I came to that point, now I fully understand and agree. This lady carry on with it. When I came to that point, it was too much for me. He could. So you understand that there is a distribution of work. Understand that. And if you say, everybody must do everything. You're 2 cents short. Maybe not 2 cents, 10 cents short. Really short. The world doesn't work like that. In dini work also, for a dini work to function, you need different personnel, right? So now you get some youngsters, they all want to be like Mama Katani, give a powerful talk. So let him see, it's great, what he's doing is great, right? But everybody mustn't aspire for that. Because now, say you aspired for that and you couldn't make it to that stage, to that level, then you'll feel despondent. Yes, the spirit must be together. The works will differ, but the spirit and the heart must be the same. So when Allah Pak is dishing out the sawab, you get the same sawab. Maybe you are good at the security, you're doing security. Maybe he's good in paramedics, he's doing paramedics, right? Maybe he's good in directing the traffic, right? Night or day, what is his coat and his string, right? Maybe he's good in tashkil, he's doing tashkil, right? Maybe he's good, he's a good chef, so he's doing that. Maybe he's good in cleaning the toilet, right? So, when the sawab will be distributed, if the niyats are good, very good and sound, then inshallah you'll get the same sawab. Why are you pining to be at that position? See, that Allah Pak doesn't like, you see. He's doing it, someone else is capable, in time Allah Pak will create someone else also, right? When the work increases, Allah Pak will be someone else also. But for now, you remain under the mashwara, distribution of work. Everybody wants to do everything, can't happen. Then we will appreciate each other. Say in a jamaat, we're appreciating. Ma was around, today, caught it badly. Ma was there now, he saved us, gave the bayan, everything happened, right? Some things now, some people have to be prepared for. Some things you have to be prepared for. Like now, an alim, I normally say an alim must be prepared for a couple of things. He must be prepared to do the namaz, right? See, he went into a masjid, right? And the imam now, inshallah, he got delayed. So, you don't take 10 minutes to wuzu. You might be swakid. Swakid are finishing. You don't delay your biswak. Don't delay your toilet. Right? I'm not aspiring to become the imam, but if you are stuck and nobody do the imamat, then inshallah I'll do it. And I tell some people, why? Come early to the masjid. As a rule, also come. But some people in particular who can call good azan, right? Come early, fajr namaz, or whichever namaz, sometimes the muazzin is late, right? Like we have got needs, he may have also a need, but now say for example the muazzin didn't come up on time, right? So now you went to the mic and you called the azan, kalas. But if all of us think like that, see, so the alim, some surahs he must learn for long namazes like fajr and medium namazes like isha. So if they stuck, alright, the muazzin is left, he'll perform the namaz, he'll do the namaz. Now you can become negative and say, you think I'm a spare wheel. Every day you catch me, you just push me. What do you think of me? You can think like that you don't have the team spirit. The team spirit is not there. And when the team spirit is not there, then you don't get the sawab. You know, some 10, 12 years ago, so I was getting some emails, you know. People are asking, Zaydeen. Is the name right to him? Zaydeen. Zidane. Asking Zidane. Why the whole world is now after the name Zidane. So one youngster was there. He said, what is this? People are wanting to keep the name Zidane for the child. So the youngster is telling me, wow, where are you sleeping? He's a world best footballer, man. You don't know about him. So, alright, I got talking to the youngster. My tabiat is I can learn from anybody. But what can I learn, right? That's my nature. I like to learn something. So I asked, alright, what makes him the best footballer? So he says, you see, one of the best things that I remember, he's telling me, is he's got team spirit in him. So now, I still don't know what he's meaning, what he's talking about. You know, give me like Alif Zabar, Bay Zabar, give me like a simple, in a simple format, I'll understand the thing. So he says, see, you know, they play football. So yeah, all right. So you know the goals in the palace, right? Yeah. So you know that Zidane got the goal, right? He's got the ball, and he can just strike it, right? And he sees his team member just near him. He'll pass the ball to him and let him strike the goal. So that's called team spirit. He could have got the name that I struck the goal. He could have taken the name. But he says to himself that why must I be selfish and keep the name only for myself? Let my friend also be honored. Let him take the name as well. Today I got it. Let him take the name as well. Now that's called team spirit. Now, in a stupid thing like soccer, he's taken so much, making the best footballer of the year, right? But in deen, you need to have this team spirit. Especially when it comes to name, acknowledgement, publicity. All right, let him take the name. We'll do the work, all right, let him take the name. And I say, if the niyat is right, pure, hearts are pure, niyat is right, when the sawab is distributed by Allah Ta'ala, all are getting an equal share. So, is there anything to be worried about? Your niyat was there, your heart was good, right? You also strived, he strived, you strived, he struggled, you struggled. Then your joint struggle brought about this good result. So, when the sawab will be distributed by Allah Ta'ala, you'll get an equal share. See how this is, one is in Jamaat. Then he doesn't only, is not only confined to Jamaat. It also applies to other type of dini work, right? But we appreciate and we respect. Now, I may be at the madrasa, right? So I can't be so active in the jamaat. So I must avoid two things. One is, I mustn't make it seem like the jamaat is something totally different. Wherever I can join in, right? Maybe on gush or something, kitab reading on gush or one bayan or something, I participated. So I can't participate completely. I can't be with them all the time. But that doesn't mean now that I mustn't be with them at any time. Some of the activity I must join in. Now, when I've joined in some activity, then it creates a feeling of brotherhood, a sabka kaam. Everybody can do it. Right? And so now the Mulana is also with us. So they feel strengthened also. But in this work here, Mulana is also with us. When the first Jamaat went to Palestine, Baitul Muqaddas, you know. So, the Qazi, the head Mufti of Palestine, he came in tears to meet the Jamaat. The first Jamaat they did. You see, everything now, it had its good day. Right? It was crying, zikr, fikr, a lot of muhabbat, right? When there was sifat then, sometimes it began to become a little less. So you have to keep the sifat all the time. Bring the sifat, bring it up all the time. When it's our work, then we will not run down the work. Say, it's not like before. But doesn't it belong to you? It belongs to you. See, when it's deen, it belongs to all of us. Yes, if there's a reason, there's a need to correct, we'll correct. But we will not disgrace. We will not embarrass. There's two things, embarrassing and disgracing, we won't do. But however we can support, you will support. Say, for example, it was your daughter, right? And Allah forbid. But she got involved in something wrong. Will you disgrace her? Will you embarrass her? Will you tell the world about what she's doing? Will you do that? No. You acknowledge it's wrong. I need to correct her. Hit her also. There's a need, right? Correct her properly. But it mustn't be now that I just disown her, throw her, abandon her. You can't do this type of thing. So when it is your deen also, right? You also put your shoulder to the wheel. But I say, everybody can't do everything. When everybody can't do everything, how much you can do, do that much. So this chief mufti, he came to meet the Jamaat. And he's crying, one way he's crying. And he says, I seen the Rasulullah. And I went to meet. And Rasulullah refused to meet up with me. And he said, Mere log arad, these are my people. And he's met all these people. And I saw this person also, I saw this person also, I saw this person. So, what I want to say, show you here, is if we are in any deeni work, right, and we saw or the Rasulullah person joining us in that look, how do we feel? Don't we feel hearted? Don't we feel spirit ill? He doesn't join us. Don't we feel that? So the same, if an alim joins in, right? One program, one bayan, he's certain a little bit, right? So, doesn't the person feel spirited? Doesn't he feel a strength? Doesn't he feel strength? And you take him as your work. Obviously, you're stuck at the madrasa. You can't do that type of work. And I have to tell the jamaat people differently. The madrasa people have to speak to them one style, and the jamaat people have to speak to them in a different way. So I have to tell the jamaat people, see, you got your child going for half his classes, right? You got one Molana who goes 6 months in the jamaat every year, and 6 months is teaching. And one Molana, you got one Magda now, right throughout the year he's teaching his. Where will you send your child? Obviously you say from Mawlana Magda. Won't you do that? Won't you do that? Yeah. The reason you know. So what he is doing, we can't do. And what we're doing, he can't do. But it'll be such a good spirit if we can appreciate, respect, love, make dua for each other. If Allah Ta'ala sees us with that muhabbat, appreciation, love, how much Allah Ta'ala will appreciate him. Rasulullah gets to know how much he'll appreciate it. Right? So we work with it, we cooperate. Right? So now, sometimes, in some work, there is a need in some work, right? There is a need now. For example, last night we were speaking about akhlaq, right? You know, and I mentioned about maintaining composure. Who is the most brilliant person? The person in worst case scenario, he can maintain his composure. He doesn't lose himself. I explained the word hoshiyar. You know, you get Arabic English words that are constructed, murakab, and that are not constructed. Whole words, then you get constructed words. Like I said, window, right? Window, actually. It was supposed to be wind, door. It's constructed from wind and door. Put it together, window. You say mattress. So what it was? Mat, rest. A mat for resting. So you constructed it and you got one word. But it's constructed. So the Urdu word for intelligence, hoshiyar. So hoshiyar is also a constructed word. Hosh and yar is not one single word, it's a constructed word. Hosh means composure. Hosh. Yar is a person, right? Person that is composed. Composed, he doesn't lose himself. So this person he asked 500 awliya ikram, ke sabse zyada hoshyar aadmi kon hai? Who is the most hoshyar aadmi? Who is the most hoshyar aadmi? Most intelligent. So he said, all 500 awliya gave the same answer. Jo aapse se bahar na ho jaye, who doesn't lose composure. Then I gave two stories, right? To make us understand what it means. Don't lose your composure. No matter what has happened, but don't lose composure. So the royal elephant, that thing went wild. They just passed the gate and took out. So a royal decree was passed. All must go into the house, close the doors. Telling on such a big bulk now, mass. That thing is going wild on a stampede. And got no brains, right? The animal got no brains. What brains is what? So they passed the royal decree that everybody must go inside the homes, lock up, don't ever come out. So this lockdown policy is not really from down. Incidentally, one small child, 5-year-old child or 4-year-old child, he got left on the street. Now he's within meters of the elephant. Kya hoga? I think we just stamp him, right? Now the child, what he did, he saw a small pup, right? He caught it by the tail, he swirled the thing, and he flung it at the snout. And you know that dog, when it's crying, how it cries, you know? So for the first time, the elephant heard this type of a sound. Now people that keep animals, they know, when that animal hears some strange sound, then he gets a shock, a kabrat. It doesn't relate to that sound. For the first time he heard that sound, it gets a shock. So that thing had to have this shock treatment. When he was shocked like that, took a U-turn and back. Azarji is giving the story, right? Rahmatullahi, Allah fill the grace of Noor. But really, if we went for these people here, I think we are really off. They open our brains, right? Make it better to understand, see things in perspective. See? So he says, now see, the small little child, he maintained composure and he gained control over the whole scene. Right? Small child. He maintained composure. But he controlled the whole situation. He controlled. This big bulk, big mass, such a big thing, mighty, strong, big, bulky. Right? It lost composure. What happened? He went back. See that? So, how important it is to maintain the composure. You win. I mean, that's why when you're talking of jihad also, so the Quran is giving some hidayat. Fiyatan first butu, you must maintain your stability. Just remain. Don't run away. Don't become. Don't run. Don't be chaotic. Remain firm. Stability is what's required. First butu. So I gave that other story of that Mulana in Sahanpur, right? See, this composure, right? How important this composure is. Now, the Mulanas also have their own trials, right? So now it's a winter's night, and after Isha, after Isha there'll be Talim, all that. So by the time you come out of the masjid, it'll be about 40, 45 minutes. We'll go at Azan time, a little bit earlier, then Namaz, Sunnahs, then we'll be a Bayan, Talim, then you come out, right? So all that will take about 45 minutes. Now, outside the masjid, one person called the Mullah, there's one Masla you need to ask. So sometimes the Masla takes time to explain the person. Like in India now, out of season, winter is not seen, out of season, they sell the fruit, right? Like, person has got mango trees, right? So, before the mango can actually appear, he says, this 1,000 trees I'm selling it to you for 1 year. For 1 year, I'm selling this to you. Right? So, mango hasn't come up yet. And the mango hasn't come up, so what have you sold? So, according to the Sharia, now this will be a bay that is invalid, right? A transaction that is invalid, because there is the commodity doesn't exist. So what are you selling? There isn't. There's a chance whether it will come up or it doesn't come up. But there is that presently it's not there. So now Mullah has to explain. He needs time to explain the whole thing. Right? So explaining the whole thing. Now while it's explaining, it took him about half an hour or 45 minutes to explain the village about the thing. Now he came half an hour late to the house. Half an hour, 40 minutes late. Knocked at the door. So the wife is saying, no, the person that you were discussing with, you remained with him the whole night. Gave him all his instruction. See, the one that you were discussing with, you just remain with him for the night. You'll be better off that side. So, I didn't yell, didn't scream, didn't call the locksmith, nothing. Fired at the doorstep. He remained there. He went calm, cool. Winter's night, imagine. And the Dioban, all the Dioban, Sarampur, you know, the Himalaya belt. So you can imagine now the peak winter, how cold the thing is. Biting cold, right? He stuck there. Fajr time came, So he knocked at the door and said, Assalamu alaikum. Said, see, Allah Pak has decreed that the night is yours, right? So I spent the night at your doorstep. Now the call of Allah Ta'ala, so I'm responding to his call. Right? So, Assalamu alaikum. And he's gone. Came after Fajr, and the door is open. She's not apologizing for the wrong, and he's not saying anything about it. Both are comfortable. But now, I say if one of the two lost the composure, you did this, he's Jahannami. Allah Pak's cursed you. I can't even explain someone Muslim. That's also haram now. Everything is haram for you. What will happen? I call the locksmith, whatever. Then it will be a jamiat case. The people got in the fires, all right, this person here, the marital problem, this was the nature of the problem. Now, he's always like that. And then someone may hear it, he'll broadcast the whole story. Yeah, this man here, you know, he can't even, small things like this irritate him. See? And the wife will have her own story, whether in a fit of a rage, if he just divorces her now. Now he's stranded, doesn't have a wife, doesn't know what to do. Children are all, they are also, they're puzzling now. We don't have a mother, we don't have a father, we don't have a home. Now, mother, this Mawlana must have thought over all the possibilities. Because the children will go now, just now, they'll be in a state of confusion. Wife will be in a state of confusion. The whole town will be talking about it. Right? So what is the most sensible thing to do? Remain quiet, calm, composed. She's not in the frame of mind to accept anything now. So just remain calm. Calm, show good faith. And we'll ride the wave. Then when she's right, then we'll explain to her what happened. But now, out of a quick fix, straight away, what's going to happen? That microwave concept is not a concept that can be applied and extended everywhere. Okay? One case it can. Right? But now you apply it, got married today, was intimate, and today you want a child. Can happen. So this microwave concept can't be applied everywhere. Some place you'll have to just go with the Allah Pak's tarteeb 9 months. Yeah? Microwave, you can't apply it everywhere. The day and night go 24 hours, you want to apply the microwave concept. Can it happen? Can't happen. Something got a tarteeb of its own, and just follow the tarteeb, you will go well. But you see this composure, how important it is. You don't lose the composure. You haven't lost the battle. Otherwise, Azaji Hamlesh used to say that people want to get married. Right? They want to get married. Lekin nikah ki zimmedariya ko samajhte nahi. But they don't understand that nikah and marriage has got certain responsibilities. They don't understand that. They must understand now it's got responsibilities. I've got someone's daughter in my house. And I'm responsible for her. And if she's not going to be comfortable, she may complain. Right? Then if things are bad, then she needs to go for a treatment, a psychiatric treatment, etc. So I need to know all these things here. So I have to take on responsibility. We're living in an age where people are not strong like they used to be then. Right? In one samaa, they were very strong. But Asma, the wife of Zubair radiallahu anhu. So she was such a strong woman, 2 instances of her, right? So Zubair radiallahu anhu was initially in a tight position. Very tight, right? Eventually, when he passed away, 4 wives, but each wife, the inheritance, Bukhari said about it, about 50 million there. Each wife. And that, apart from his about 14 children. You can imagine what the state was supposed to be like. So, but they were in such a financial strains that she says that to look after Zubair's animals, I had to go to his farm on foot about 5 kilometers, look at the date kernels, you know, the seeds, crush the thing about 5 kilometers, and bring it on my head right through. So that's the constraints that we were living. But a very strong woman, very, very strong. She lived up to about 90, eyesight still normal, teeth absolutely perfect. So what are we talking about? This composure. So understand that a very, very important element of life is composure. No matter how difficult, how complicated everything seems to be, but you've lost the composure, you can cause big problems, massive problems. I know in Spingo Beach, right? I don't normally mention this, but now people are no more here now. They're all gone overseas, so I can mention it. Right? So, as a professional person, I won't say what profession he was in. So about, I'll say about 40 years ago, 80, 81 he was. So, the time things were quite still, sort of peace, right? So I can remember the masjid there on the top masjid, and I can hear a gunshot. Came outside the masjid, or that certain musalli, he got angry with his neighbor and he shot him dead. Lost his composure, right? When he lost his composure, he shot the person dead. Then it was still the Afrikaner rule, so he was languishing in prison for about 15 or 20 years. While his mother, father, everybody passed away, he had to be there. I know it cost him that time, 41 years ago, cost him about 1 million rand, but he lost the case. But you see now, you lose the composure at that time, and the consequence, you don't think now, you scare about kyaalwa. Now, I just do it for the moment now, just appease myself. Him, put him in his place. What are you putting him in his place, and what happened to you? So today we're talking about the importance of association. Oh, your brains, mind, etc. It opens up with the right association. And without the right association, you do something completely off. You waste your life, your time, your wealth, and you begin to grumble. You're not ever satisfied and happy with anything. And the association, you know, it's all right. How much I'm enjoying, what benefits I'm getting, my deen side, my dunya side, everything is working out for me. Let me not grumble, let me not complain. Let me be a happy person. I go home, my family will be happy, children will be happy. And I'll be able to think right. But I'm grumbling all the time, complaining and screaming all the time. They will be able to see it on my face. They will not be happy. And we won't have good family life. See this. Allah Baktufi has equipped.